Shelly Devlin, good morning. Water's Edge Salon and Spa and Dairy. I discovered this weekend what a rabbit hole is.
Did you?
Yeah,
did
you? I went deep into the Tiger King rabbit hole for about three episodes because everybody's talking about it, and I get it. It's a documentary. I thought it would just be some kind of a cheesy soap opera, but that's kind of rolled into the documentary aspect of it.
Which is even scarier, don't you think?
Yeah, because these are real people.
This is a bit crazy, absolutely.
All right, so how many episodes have they done already?
They've done 7.
All right, and I'm reading this morning that Jeff Lowe from Tiger King says Netflix has a new episode in the works and apparently will be coming out in the coming days.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a good one because it's like a train wreck. I couldn't stop watching. It was ridiculous.
Did you watch all 7 episodes back to back?
I watched all back to back, back to back. My husband and I totally went down the rabbit hole all in one day.
Oh, man. So I was talking about it on my Facebook page. I even did a little video with my dog. I asked my dog to explain to me what a rabbit hole is, and then I discovered. So now my Facebook followers are busting my chops saying, what, are you bored? You got nothing better to do? Man,
wow.
I can't win with this one.
Wow. You get criticism pretty often, I bet, though.
Yeah, pretty much. You're the only one so far in my life that hasn't criticized me. I'm waiting.
No, you're doing good so far. I think maybe I'm just as crazy as you, so we're fine.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I've noticed that in television and in general culture, that hair and fashion is influenced by what we see on TV. So I'm wondering, as a hair professional, do you see mullets making a comeback because of Tiger King?
I'm speechless. I'm stuttering. I need to take another sip of this coffee. For the love of God, I hope not.
But everything, as you know, Shelly, I mean, bell bottoms came back. Everything comes back. Here's the question. You know, when you're open again for business, if some dude comes in and requests a mullet, will you give it to him or send him on his way?
That's a tough question. You know, I'm going to give everybody what they want, but man, I'm definitely going to try to steer that man into a different direction. And I think I'll usually probably would use the one thing that'll get men's attention, and I'll say, I don't even know if you can say this on radio. Maybe you might need to bleep me out, but do you want to get laid or not?
And the judges did not bleep you.
Wow.
Believe
good
me.
Job.
I've had lots worth said were said on my show in the past. All right. Okay. Well, I mean, but I think there's an element of women that still like, I mean, okay, like the Tiger King show. You know, everybody, Joe fell in love with the guy with bad teeth. And
oh,
so,
God.
You know what I've read now is that he is, he's not gay, that he is married to a woman and says he's straight. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but I did read that after. Mm-hmm. And I also heard, which I haven't seen a picture, but he had gotten his teeth fixed as well.
Yes, that is very true. So I don't know if we'll ever get to see that. I'm sure we will somewhere. Okay, back to hair. Quickly, I saw you did a thing called camouflaging your roots. We're all getting to that point. A lot of women are getting to the point where they still can't go in and see their hairstylist. So what's the secret?
Well, there's a few secrets. I'm actually going to do a video today on 5 humorous ways to cover your roots. And so you'll have to check that out on my Facebook page at Shelly Devlin. But we did do a camouflage your roots, which you could use eyeshadow. There's sprays that are made directly for your roots. Because the last thing we want the client to do is to do a box color, and so that we have to spend several appointments trying to fix that. But with that being said, whatever you do, I can fix. It just might not be in one session.
And I'm happy to report I don't need to color my roots because I have none. I am au naturel. However,
you're rocking the gray.
I am going to go online, though, because I guess you can go to YouTube and find out how to cut your hair.
You can go to YouTube and cut your hair, and I have told clients, I will literally do a FaceTime private session with you on what you should do to hold yourself over. I will give you a little one-on-one, how to trim your bangs. We're not going to do a full haircut. We're not going to do a full color. But I will literally do a FaceTime session with them one-on-one to show them exactly what they can do.
That's very cool. Well, I've been practicing on nose hair. Next, I'll go to ear hair. And then eventually my hair on top of my head.
I love it. I love it. Because with you guys, that's important. The barbers are trimming all of those excess hairs. So that's a train wreck right there.
All right. We'll talk again soon, Shelley Devlin. And where can they find you on Facebook?
They can find me at Shelley Devlin on Facebook and on Instagram. And then ShelleyDevlin.life is my website.
All right. You're awesome. We'll talk again soon. Thank you, Shelley.
All right. You have a fabulous day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.